Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Our text is the gospel lesson just read. Please be seated. It always comes back to the first commandment. Wherever sin leads us, it always leads us back to these simple words, "You shall have no other gods." It is, of course, the Hauptcommandment, the head commandment, the chief commandment. When one has God wrong, one has everything wrong. Or as Luther states it positively, if your faith and trust are right, then your God is the true God. We see that these people had it all wrong, in spite of the fact that they believed themselves to be sons of Abraham. They did not have the true God because they did not have Jesus Christ, the Son of God. They were guilty of idolatry, the most common and most frequent sin committed by the sons of men. A God, says Luther, is that to which we look for all good and in which we find refuge in every time of need. To have a God is nothing else than to trust and believe in Him with our whole heart. The incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ as true God and true man remains the stumbling block for our world. People will believe nearly anything about God that one can concoct, from the bizarre to the sublime, so long as one does not confess Jesus to be the great I Am, become a human being, suffered and died on a cross and rose from the dead on the third day. But anyone who does not confess Jesus to be the Christ, the only begotten Son of God and the only Savior of this world, is an idolater. You all know that idolatry is more than the coarse kind practiced by the ancients. Idolatry exists in the heart, mostly, and one doesn't need to have statues on his front lawn to practice it. Whenever we expect help and consolation from anyone or anything other than the Holy Trinity, we have fallen into the sin of idolatry. We act like the children of the devil, and not like children of our Heavenly Father. A large part of the problem is that we tend to put God in a box. For most people that you will meet in your parishes, God is simply an abstraction, a philosophical discussion. But very few people wrestle with the true God. Our hearts are inclined always toward this evil art. We often trust ourselves and our own gray matter more than we trust God. That sinful practice isn't totally confined only to those who confess that if something in the scriptures isn't totally rational, then reason must find the correct answer. Unfortunately, reason never finds the correct answer, but always the wrong one. We hear our Lord's promises, but then we live as though He were not the great I Am, who lives and fills all things with His glory and majesty. The direct claims of our Lord offended His hearers, so much so that they accused Him of being a Samaritan and having a demon. This is the absolute worst blasphemy of all, to accuse the Son of God of having a demon. The work of the Holy Trinity was so preposterous to them, so they insisted that Jesus was demon-possessed. No man could speak as He did. And that was precisely the point. Jesus was no mere man, but God in the flesh. I have always been amused at the ignorant folk who say that Jesus never claimed to be God. Probably no other text, no other gospel is as pointed and direct as this 8th chapter of John, especially that climax in verse 58. Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Well did his opponents understand that claim, and it produced an immediate and violent reaction. Yet it was not our Lord's time to die. Our Lord Jesus Christ has no beginning point, and he has no ending point. He is eternal, along with the Father and the Holy Spirit. And what a marvelous gospel that ego eimi is. This one standing before them is the Christ. The same Christ who sat in the eternal council of the Holy Trinity and planned mankind's salvation. He is the same Christ who was born of the Virgin Mary, who walked the dusty roads of Israel in search of his lost sheep. He is the same Christ who stood before the accusing mob and Pilate, refusing to flinch from their sentence of death. He is the same Christ who rose triumphant from the tomb. He is the same Christ who has ascended to the right hand of the Father to fill all things with his divine power for the good of his church. What a precious article of faith this is for us. What wonderful gospel for this Christ. Very God of very God is also true man for all eternity. He became one of us to redeem us. And as the Athanasian Creed confesses, who although he is God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ. One, not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking the manhood into God. A man reigns in heaven for us. In his body are the five wounds of our redemption. And to all eternity, the redeemed will point to these wounds as the proof of his love for sinners. There is nothing that afflicts us that he does not know and does not understand. Nothing lies outside of his jurisdiction. In all things he rules for the ultimate good and benefit of his Christians and for his beloved bride, the church. Here before you again today is the great ego eimi. He spreads out the table of his true body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Yes, even your sins of idolatry, your failure to fear, love, and trust in God above all things. What a joy to hear again that the great ego eimi still comes to us in our day, on our heads, in our ears, and in our mouths, because he is always the friend of sinners. He is the living, the eternal God. He suffered and died for us, and now he lives and reigns for us in his heavenly glory. And all that he has, he willingly shares with us. To confess this ego eimi is to learn the meaning of the first commandment and to find our joy in the confession of the Holy Trinity. The God of Abram prays, who reigns enthroned above, ancient of everlasting days and God of love, Jehovah, great I am, by earth and heaven confessed, I bow and bless the sacred name, forever blessed. The whole triumphant host give thanks to God on high. Hail Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they ever cry. Hail Abram's God and mine. I join the heavenly lays. All might and majesty are thine, and endless praise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.